Stop. Stop what you're doing. Here is another world-famous prank call from Darren Wackhead Simpson.
Nice.
Exclusive to KFM Mornings.
All right, Shane. Wafi sends me a message and says, not my Wafi, this guy's Wafi. Shane, this guy has gone and he's had an issue with his car tires.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's gone to go and explain, like, the car's in at the shop already. He's phoning, he's got some questions about it. He doesn't understand, you know, the technical aspect of it. So he's got a lot of questions, battling to understand. And now why he's angry is because when he was finished the call and the guy on that side in the workshop was about to put the phone down, before the phone actually went down, he heard him over saying something to the point of, "Hierdie ou is 'n onnoosel." To paraphrase. Now, please help me with the direct translation there, Sherlyn.
I don't think that means sweetheart, does it?
No.
Okay. And I think both of you can agree with me. Things often sound harsher in Afrikaans. So, yes, onnoosel.
Basically meaning you're stupid.
You're stupid, yeah. Yes, nou die blinkste kopie in die kamer nie.
Hierdie ook is lekker dof. Jy weet.
But dof is still okay. It's still a bit dof. Onnoosel. Oh!
Yeah, and why he takes such sort of offense to this, because, as you will hear, this man has a master's degree. You know the saying, eh? How do you know if somebody's got an MBA?
They will tell you.
Yeah. Exactly right.
So you say he has a master's degree.
He's got a master's, darling. How dare you call me an onnoosel? Okay. Here it is. This thing goes from zero to hero in the shortest time. Let's have a listen.
Hello?
I'm calling from the call center, South Africa. I have noticed a call that was logged within the past 24 hours with you, and this is just merely a follow-up to find out if everything has been resolved to your satisfaction.
Yeah, no, it was. Everything was resolved, but the technician that I was put through forgot to put his phone off, and at the end of the conversation, I'm going to repeat what he said. He said, "Get a idiot's f***ing on whistle."
Forgive me, but I am English. What does that mean?
Well, he said I'm stupid.
The fault was the tire inflator indicator on the dash.
That's correct, yeah. Sure, because what happened is the indicator came up on the dash and it was showing that there was deflation taking place in one of the tires. I went to a garage and had it inflated and everything like that, and then it still did that, and that's when I phoned into the call center. His help was fine, but the end of the conversation, I was shocked to hear what he said.
Yeah, because you must understand that we do deal with a lot of stupid people.
You know what, hey? If you can classify a person stupid over a telephone that's got a master's degree, you can be a clinical psychologist of the top bracket, because I do have a master's degree, and if he calls me dumb, then he must now really...
From what you tell me now, I mean, admittedly, this is something that's in the manual.
Who am I speaking to?
My name is Wiley.
Okay, so you know in supporting what he's saying. I'll contact SA tomorrow and just explain to them, you know, that I would like to know how that they can classify someone with a master's degree in business management is now called stupid.
No, but look, don't think like throwing a master's degree. You got a master's degree in what? Management?
Yes, in business management.
Well, you clearly don't have a master's degree in common sense.
Okay, you listen, Wiley. You need to insult me one more time, eh? Okay, just repeat what you've just said now, because there's people listening to you on a car phone now. So just please repeat what you've just said.
I don't believe you've got other people in the car. Can they say hello at least?
Hello.
What's your name?
My name's Neil.
Are you this dimwit's son?
Oh, that's my dad you speak to.
No, hold on.
Shoot.
That is pure South African bedonis, guys.
Hold on one sec.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Sidney. Is Neil still in the car there with you?
Yeah.
Okay, would you agree with me saying that your dad is a bit thick?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, Wiley, is this a joke or are you bloody serious?
It's actually Wicked Simpson, Mr. Sidney.
You're joking?
No, I'm dead serious.
Yeah, you got me going there. You got me to tell me this morning. Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness gracious me.
Yeah,
that's what you get when you diss a person with a master's degree in front of their son.
Yeah.
Yo.
But I mean, you know, it's rare that the phone distorts that much.
Sure.
Inaudible when, screaming.
When somebody's shouting at me. I mean, like I said, from zero to...
Sure.
To hero in a split second.
Are you this dimwit's son?
That's my dad you're speaking to.
No, hold on.
Sure. Oh.
I'm here to do it to your husband as well, Monday through Friday. If you want, it's Darren S at kfm.co.za.